నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 11 చాప్టర్ 2 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 47. అర్చాయాం ఏవ హరయే పూజాం య శ్రద్ధయా ఇహతే న తత్ భక్తేషు చ అన్యేషు సః ప్రాకృతః స్మృతః. అర్చాయాం ఏవ హరయే పూజాం య శ్రద్ధ పూజాయాం య శ్రద్ధ ఏహతే న తద్ భక్తేషు చాన్నేషు సభక్త ప్రాకృత స్మృత. అర్చాయాం ఏవ హరయే పూజాం య శ్రద్ధ హేయతే న తద్ భక్తేషు చాన్నేషు సభక్త ప్రాకృత స్మృత. అర్చాయాం ఏవ హరయే పూజాం య శ్రద్ధ హేహతే న తద్ భక్తేషు చాన్నేషు సభక్త ప్రాకృత స్మృత.
అర్చాయామేవ హరయే పూజామ్య శ్రద్ధం ఏవతే నతద్భక్తేషు చాన్నేషు సభక్త ప్రాకృత.
అర్చాయాం డిటి ఏవ సర్టన్లీ హరయే టు లార్డ్ హరి పూజం వర్షిప్ యహ హు శ్రద్ధయా ఫేత్ఫుల్లీ ఈహతే ఎంగేజెస్ న నాట్ తత్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ భక్తేషు టువర్డ్స్ ద డివోటీస్ చ అండ్ అన్యేషు towards people in general. Saha hi bhakta prakritah materialistic devotee smritah is called. Translation purport: a devotee who faithfully engages in the worship of the deity in the temple but does not behave properly towards other devotees or people in general is called prakrita bhakta, a materialistic devotee, and is considered to be in the lowest position. Purport is very long, so I'll be reading part 1 of the purport and the remaining speaker will take it further ahead. Purport: Shri Madhvacharya comments that one in the lowest stage of devotional service, faithfully worships the deity in the temple, but is not aware that the supreme personality of Godhead is actually all-pervading. This same mentality can be seen in the Western countries, where people commit all types of sinful activities in their homes and in the street, but then piously go to the church and pray to God for mercy. Actually, God is in our home. God is in the street. God is in our office. God is in the forest. God is everywhere. And therefore, God should be worshipped everywhere by the process of devotional service at His lotus feet. As stated in the verse 41 of this chapter, Kham vayum agnim salilam mahim cha jyotishmi satvani disho drumadin sarita samruddhamscha haraye shariram yat kim cha bhutam pranamed ananya. A devotee should not see anything as being separate from the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Ether, fire, air, water, earth, the sun and other luminaries, all living beings, the directions, trees and the other planets, the rivers and oceans, whatever devotee experience, he should consider to be an expansion of Krishna. Thus, seeing everything that exists within creation as a body of the Supreme Lord Hari, the devotee should offer his sincere respects to the entire expansion of the Lord's body. This is the vision of Mahabhagavat devotee of the Lord. Srila Madhvacharya states that Madhyam Adhikari, a devotee in the intermediate stage, sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the cause of all causes and therefore offer his love to the Lord. Such a devotee is sincere friend of other devotees, is merciful to the ignorant, avoids the atheists. Nonetheless, tad vishatvam na janati sarvasya jagato pitu. His realization of the all-pervading feature of the Supreme Lord is imperfect, although he does have a general sense that everyone is ultimately meant to be a devotee of the Supreme Lord, and he tries to use everything in the service of Krishna, aware that everything belongs to the Lord. He may be bewildered by the association with atheistic men. Srila Madhvacharya state, Acharyam eva samstitam Vishnum gyatva tad anyatra naiva janati yah puman. A Kanishta Adhikari has no idea that the Supreme Lord has the power to exist outside a church or a temple. Furthermore, being puffed up by his own ceremonial worship, Atmano Bhakti Darpataha, a Kanishta Adhikari cannot imagine that anyone is more pious or religious than he, and he is not even aware that other devotees are more advanced. Thus, he cannot understand the Madhyama or Uttam standard of devotional service, and sometimes because of his false pride, he criticizes the more advanced devotees of the Lord, neglects them or simply has no understanding of their exalted position as preachers or completely self-realized souls. Another symptom of Kanishta Adhikari is that he is infatuated by the material qualification of so-called great materialistic persons. Having a bodily concept of life himself, he is attracted by the material opulences and thus minimizes the position of the Supreme Lord Vishnu. Such a Kanishta Adhikari therefore is disturbed if a devotee criticizes the non-devotees of the Lord. In the name of compassion or kindness, a Kanishta Adhikari approves of the non-devotional activities of such materialistic men. Because the Kanishta Adhikari is ignorant of the higher realm of the devotional service and the unlimited transcendental bliss of Krishna consciousness, he sees the service merely as the religious aspects of a life, but thinks that life has many enjoyable and worthwhile non-devotional aspects. Therefore, he becomes angry when a second-class devotee who are experiencing that Krishna is everything criticizes the non-devotee. Madhvacharya says that such a person, because of his rudimentary faith in Krishna, is considered a devotee, but he is a bhakta dhamma, a devotee of the lowest standard. If such a materialistic devotees follow the rules and regulations of deity worship, they will gradually be elevated to a higher standard and eventually become a pure devotee of the Lord, unless they commit offenses against other devotees, in which case their advancement will be checked. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamsha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesh Shunyavadi Pashchatya Desh Tarine Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripasindubhayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Archayam eva hare pujam yah shraddha ehate natat bhakteshu channeshu sa bhakta prakrita smritaha. A devotee who faithfully engages in the worship of the deity in the temple but does not behave properly towards other devotees or people in general is called a prakrita bhakta, a materialistic devotee, and is considered to be in the lowest position. Hare Krishna. Before starting speaking on this verse, I would seek the blessings of all the assembled devotees. It's very tough thing, it's a challenging to speak on these kinds of verses actually. This verse is in the response to the question which was asked in 44th verse by Maharaj Nimi to the Navayogendra. So he asked that, what are the natural symptoms by which I can distinguish between the most advanced, middle level and the neophyte? And the previous verse was explaining about the advanced and middle level of a devotee. And this verse is about the neophyte. Just to make it clear before we start discussing on this verse, this distinction between three categories of devotee is for personal application and not for applying it on others. Many times, at least this is my tendency, that when I hear about the different categories, different levels, immediately instead of examining oneself with those qualities, by taking that lens, I try to find out who is at what level, who is how much advanced, who is at what level, who is how much he is progressing, or what kind of devotee is he. But these things should actually reflect our own situation. So here, the stress is given how to understand who is at what level is not by external things. It's by the behavior, how we behave. And the behavior depends on what is our internal substance or consciousness. That's how we behave outside. So even if you see Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna was asked by Arjuna, how do I understand who is Sthita Pragya? In that section of second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, nowhere Krishna mentions about the external feature of the Sthita Pragya, but he focuses on the qualities of Sthita Pragya. Similarly, in 12th chapter, when it comes with the who is a devotee, who is a dear to me, there Krishna explains the qualities, Advaishta Sarabhutanam Maitra Karuna Evacha. So it's not about external, it's about the internal, what decides who is at what level. Externally, anybody can just imitate or fake it, but internally we can't fake it. We can't put the facade internally. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives a nice definition of this Kanishtha Adhikari. He says that Kanishtha Adhikari is one who can't properly appreciate the activities of the authorized devotees. Is another angle of Kanishtha Adhikari. That when we fail to appreciate the activities of authorized devotee, we can fall into this category of Kanishtha Adhikari. So, as I told, externally we try to think that if I, such and such devotee is advanced, so if I try to imitate such and such devotee, I get internally at least mental satisfaction that I am also on that level. This was my first yatra in 1999, Vrindavan Yatra. I still vividly remember it. How initially our understanding is that XYZ is a devotee. He puts tilak like this. So if I put tilak like this, so I am also advanced like him. Or if I walk like him, talk like him, dress like him, I also on the same level. So it was Pawan Sarovar, Nandagaon, and we were taking bath at Pawan Sarovar. And that 99, almost like 300 or 400 devotees were there. So His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj would come with us at all the places. So in the afternoon we had to take bath in Pawan Sarovar. So at one side devotees were taking bath, so I thought that it's very crowded there. So I went to another side, which is opposite to this Sanatan Goswami Bhajan Kutir. And three, four of us were just taking out our clothes and ready to take bath. Suddenly, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj also arrives. So we are surprised, taken aback, that he also put his clothes there and he also wanted to take bath. So Yatra had been passed for 3-4 days now, and I was hearing his lecture, before that also in temple, so I was very much attracted towards him. So the first thing came to my mind is that when he was putting his gamcha, let me see what kind of inner clothes he wears. If I also wears like him, I will also become like him, the advanced one. So I thought, which company brand which he wears, the inner cloth. That was my initial neophyte thoughts. So when, to my surprise, he just took out two cloths of long pieces, which I couldn't understand that time what it was. Then later on I realized it dawned to me, it was not any brand, company brand. It was just plain clothes torn and tied around. And here I am wearing same clothes. trying to imitate in the first thought. So, imitating others at initial stage makes us think that I am also advanced like that person. This is the thought of the person who is at neophyte stage. But actually, the qualities here are mentioned about the Uttam and Madhyama Adhikari are of their behavior or inner nature. So, here three levels of devotees are being mentioned: Uttam, Madhyam and Kanishta. Kanishta Adhikari has the revelation of the Sat feature of the Lord, eternality of the Lord. This realization, also Mayavadi also has this kind of realization, the eternality of the Lord, Sat. Why he is closely related with that level? Because, as here the verse mentions, that he worshipped the Lord in the temple, but his dealing with the devotees or outside people are not good, not proper. So that means, even though in temple he is worshipping the Lord in personal form, but in his dealing with the devotees and outside world, he is in impersonal way he deals with them. So that Sat feature, that's why Kanishta Adhikari has only revelation of Sat feature. Madhyam Adhikari, Madhyam level person, what is the difference between Mayavadi and this devotee, is that devotee wants to progress to further level. Kanishta Adhikari, even though he has impersonal relationship with the outside people or devotees, he still wants to further advance to the Madhyam level. But Mayavadi doesn't want to do that. Madhyam Adhikari, he is little more advanced. He has the revelation of the Chit potency of the Lord. Because he gains access to the incessant knowledge in the heart via Paramatma. So that's why he has the revelation of Chit. It's like a realization of Yogi. Yogi also access the Paramatma, or he also try to get connected with the Paramatma. Why? Because he wants to get the materialistic, not materialistic, but mystic powers. Paramatma has the power, so he wants to access the Paramatma in order to get a mystic power. So yogi derives the mystic power from Paramatma, and a perfect preacher in bhakti also have exhibited many mystic powers or miracles while performing their preaching mission. And we have the examples in Lord Chaitanya's era also, and now also we have examples where preachers sometimes exhibit some miracles. We have this Rasikananda who tamed the wild mad elephant, or many times Narottam Das Thakur also exhibited many miracles, or in contemporary age, even Prabhupada disciples also, they share some pastimes where it was miraculous. When Prabhupada, one pastime, he used to spit the seed of orange perfectly into that dustbin which is far off, or watering the tulsi perfectly, going water around, circling the tulsi. So this, but the Madhyam Adhikari, even though he performs the miracle, such miracles, they don't focus on the miracle part. Their main focus is preaching. And the Uttam Adhikari, there is a revelation of Ananda part of the Lord. So Kanishta is Sat, Madhyam is Chit, and Uttam has a revelation of the Ananda part of the Supreme Lord. This part is exclusively for the devotees. There is no mixture of Gyan or Yoga into this one. So here, in today's verse, Kanishta Adhikari's some characteristics are given. What is the understanding? The first understanding what is explained by Madhvacharya is the Lord, he thinks that Lord is only present in temple, not outside temple. There was one great acharya, Vyasthirtha. He had many disciples. And one of his disciples was Thimmappa Nayak. And this Thimmappa Nayak was very sincere, obedient, and nice good qualities he was exhibiting, that's why he was dear to Vyasatirtha. So Vyasatirtha, one day and other fellow students, they became jealous of Thimmappa Nayak. So one day, in order to show the level of other as well as this Thimmappa Nayak, on the day of Ekadashi, this Vyasatirtha called all of his disciples. And he said that today is an Ekadashi, it's very austere day. So I'll give you one banana. And the test is that you have to take the banana, go to the place and eat where nobody is seeing you. So he gave the banana, and different students went to different place. Somebody went to forest, somebody went to underneath water, somebody went to underneath blanket, different places. And in the evening, when all came back, they have to show the skin of banana. Everybody showed the skin of banana except this Thimmappa Nayak. He had banana in his hand. So all other students started laughing at him. What is this? You can't even perform the simple task and your guru thinks that you are great devotee. So the Vyasatirtha asked him, why you didn't eat the banana? So Thimmappa said that, wherever I go, in order to eat the banana in seclusion, where nobody is seeing me, I see that Lord is watching at me. Later on, this Thimmappa Nayak becomes Kanakadas, the famous Kanakadas. So, the point here is that when we have the limited vision of the Lord, why do Kanishtha Adhikari prefer the limited vision? One point is that given the limited vision, because when we accept the Lord in every part of the life or every aspect of the life, we have to be conscious of not doing wrong things. We cannot enjoy what our mind says if we accept that Lord is present everywhere. So Kanishtha Adhikari says that Lord is only present in the temple. Second characteristic here mentioned is that he is puffed up by his own ceremonial worship, the Kanishtha Adhikari. In Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila chapter 5, one small incident comes where this aspect, that how person who is puffed up by his own ceremonial worship, that how he worships the Lord, that is the, he thinks that that is the only standard of devotional service. So there was a devotee called Shyamdas. This Shyamdas had a nice place, and in his place regular sankirtan would take place. So one time, for his sankirtan, everyday sankirtan, he invited one great devotee whose name was Minaketan Ramdas. This Minaketan Ramdas was the very close associate of Lord Nityananda. He was amongst the 12 Gopas. But his behavior was little peculiar. This was strange behavior. Anybody would immediately kind of raise an eyebrow. Sometimes it is mentioned, if somebody would offer obeisances, he would sit on the shoulder of that person while offering obeisances. Or he would slap the person with his flute, or slap mildly. That was his behavior. By considering this activity of him, anybody can misunderstand him. But this Minaketan Ramdas was very advanced. One of the quality mentioned there, after mentioning this bizarre behavior, is that anybody would see the Minaketan Ramdas, he would immediately start crying with the love of Godhead. That was his power. So this Minaketan Ramdas was sitting in the courtyard doing kirtan, and there was one pujari in the house of Ramdas who was performing the worship. His name was Gunarnava Mishra. This Gunarnava Mishra, when he was performing the worship, but failed to offer respect to Minaketan Ramdas, Minaketan Ramdas became very angry. He said that this is second Romarshan Sutta. That who thinks that worshipping the deity is the only thing, but not respecting the devotees. And he becomes angry, break his flute, and then further pastimes happen. But the I will I'll just cut short the story here only, because the point here I'm trying to elaborate is that how when Kanishtha Adhikari get puffed up by ceremonial worship, he neglects the devotee. He undermines the status of or the level of the devotee. Third point which is mentioned here is that the neophyte can't imagine that anyone is more pious or religious than he or she. He thinks that I am the most pious or religious. There, two people were staying in one village. One was Brahman and other was prostitute. And the Brahman was having temple. He used to worship the deity of the Lord in temple. He used to give discourses. And exact in front of the house of Brahman is a house of prostitute. And she used to, that is her occupation, she used to wait for customers. So this Brahman, he, whenever look, used to see the face of this prostitute, he used to like, oh, what is this? I have to see the face of most wretched person, most sinful person, Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu. Sometimes in his discourse also, he used to quote her example. And it so happened that both of them died at same time. And Yamaduta came to Brahmana's house and Vishnuduta came to prostitute's house. So when Brahmana saw that Yamadutas are coming to his house, he said, excuse me, I think you have made a mistake of address. Actually, you should be going there and they should be coming here. They said, no, we have correct address. Because he thought that I am doing worship of the Lord, I am giving discourses, making a devotees. How can somebody advance or religious than me? She is the most irreligious person. And they said, no, our address is correct. Because even though externally you are doing the worship and giving discourses, but internally you are thinking of her, how sinful she is. And externally she was doing sinful activity, but internally she was thinking how fortunate this Brahman is. He is getting the chance to serve the Lord personally. I am so rich that I am not getting the chance to serve the Lord personally. Oh my Lord, please forgive me for this offense. So internally she was repenting and that was purifying her. So this quality of neophyte that he can't imagine anybody can more religious. So that's why he tried to belittle others. He tried to pull down others. If he see that somebody is more advanced or religious than me. Another quality which is mentioned here is that he is not even aware that other devotees are more advanced than him or her. There is no awareness at all. So this is exhibited nicely in the story of Ramanujacharya and his disciples and Dhanurdas. Dhanurdas was a grihastha, and all of us know this story, and we have heard it many times, where Ramanujacharya's Brahmachari and Sannyasi disciples staying in ashram, they thought that why do Guru Maharaj is giving so much importance to this grihastha who is attached and materialistic person. And one day in the night he just tore their some say part of dhoti, some say kopin, whatever. But when the next morning they are supposed to come for Mangalarti, sees their clothes are torn up, they start fighting with one another. And Ramanujacharya just watches it, doesn't say anything. In the night he says that, you know our this Dhanurdas, he's having wife, he's too much attached to wife. So disciples, yeah, correct. He said, today we'll test him. He said, I will call him for discussion and quietly you go to his house when I have engaged him in my in the discussion. And then you go and steal whatever valuable possession he has in his house. So Ramanujacharya in the evening calls Dhanurdas and the disciple goes and steals the all valuable, including the ornaments on the body of the wife on one side, because she was slave like that, and when she tried to turn over, they ran away. And when the mission was accomplished, Ramanujacharya sends him back. He goes back and sees wife with half jewelry on the body. He starts scolding her. What happened? She said that maybe our mutt is in financial trouble. It's not new. It's going on since many ages also. Maybe in financial trouble, so that's why they have to come and taken it. So he said, what kind of ladies? And meanwhile, Ramanacharya sends them back to find out the reaction of Dhanurdas. So she scolded the wife that, why did you disturb them? Why did you scare them? You should have given it voluntarily. Then all of them understand what is the position of Dhanurdas. So at a neophyte stage, they are not aware that how other devotee is more advanced. They externally judge the person that, oh, this is a Kanishth level, he is not on higher level. That's what the thinking is. Another characteristic is given of Kanishth Adhikari is that he thinks that good material position is equal to spiritual advancement. If I have good material possession or positions or things with me, that means I am spiritually advanced. That in terms of things, or that can be in terms of position. So he is infatuated by the material qualifications or material possessions of so-called great materialistic people. And that's why he gets attracted. He thinks that now he is a devotee, and he knows at least little bit that I can't be getting attracted to the material things. So in order to justify that, he says that if I get those material things, I will utilize it in Krishna's service. So Yukta Vairagya, he tried to bring that principle that I will be Yukta Vairagi, that I will have the material position, I will work hard for those material position. Once I get this material position, I will use that in Krishna's service. But because he is not firmly situated, the Vairagya parts goes away, only Yukta remains. And that's why his material, the material things, his endeavor to get the material things, actually instead of making him advance in devotional service, it becomes somewhat cause of his slack in devotional service. Another characteristic here mentioned is that he is a disturb when second class devotee criticizes the non-devotee. That's another characteristic of the Kanishtha Adhikari. We have the classic example in Prabhupada Lilamrut, the moon landing part, where the moon was landing, Prabhupada was, moon landing was happening by the USA, and Prabhupada was in London, UK. And he had one servant called Purushottam, who was American. And he said that, Prabhupada, America is landing on moon. So just to clear his misconception, Prabhupada said, okay, let's watch moon landing. So bring a TV. So devotee has to rent the TV, because nobody has a TV. So they rented a TV. So TV was brought, TV was kept, Prabhupada said, okay, we'll watch the moon landing. So Purushottam, Prabhupada's servant was giving massage, Dhananjay. Dhananjay Prabhu is very heftily built person. He was there, Malati Mataji was there, and few other devotees. So Prabhupada said, okay, we'll watch the moon landing. And Prabhupada sits on a chair. So that was his massage time. So while taking massage, he was going to watch the moon landing. So they switch on the TV, and initially some hazy picture is not clearly picture what's happening. And Dhananjay Prabhu was massaging Prabhupada from behind. So Prabhupada asked Purushottam, so Purushottam, what's happening? Prabhupada, they are landing on moon now. And currently the picture is not so clear, but it's becoming clear. It's grainy, but now it's becoming clear. So the commentator, he was giving the commentary, what's happening. So Prabhupada, in the between, Prabhupada called Dhananjay. He said, come in front. So Dhananjay Prabhu is heavily built, he's massaging, so he comes in front. So he thought that Prabhupada wants me to massage his front part. So Prabhupada says, sit down. He sits down. Prabhupada takes his hand and starts massaging the head of Dhananjay. He said, what's happened to you? Do you forgot how to massage? This is how you have to massage. Okay, go back now, start massaging. So he starts massaging. Prabhupada continues the narration, question with the Purushottam. He said, okay, tell me what's happening. So he said, Prabhupada, they have landed on the moon. And now, the Neil Armstrong, he is also landing on the moon. And they are walking as if there is no gravity on the moon. They are kind of jumping Prabhupada. So Prabhupada again stops the massage. He says, Dhananjay, come in front. So Dhananjay Prabhu thinks that again Prabhupada wants me to massage now the front part. Because Dhananjay Prabhu was also watching the moon landing, he was not able to concentrate on job. So he was kind of very feeble. So he comes in front Prabhupada, again massages his head and says, this is how you have to massage, go back now, massage. So he starts massaging. So Prabhupada says, okay, what's next? He said, Prabhupada, they are trying to take the American flag, little American flag, and then they are trying to put the flag on the moon now. And Prabhupada again looked back to Dhananjay, what happened to you? You don't know how to massage? He said, Prabhupada, I'm trying my hard. Prabhupada said, okay, that's all right. So then he asked the Purushottam, what do they see on moon? Prabhupada, there is only sand and rock on moon. There is very big rocks and it's very dry. There is no water. So Prabhupada asked him, there are no trees. There are no palaces. There are no people. There are no, you can't see anything. He said, no, Prabhupada, it's a barren land. Prabhupada said, this is a hoax. He said, then it's not a moon. And Prabhupada started criticizing these so-called scientists. He said, these are rascals and these are drunkards and meat eaters. How can drunkard and meat eaters can go to heavenly planet? The moon is meant for the demigod. It's for heavenly planet. It's for pious being. It's not for these kind of people. So Purushottam becomes very upset. So Prabhupada sees that this Purushottam had a little bit got hurt because Prabhupada is criticizing the non-devotees. So then after that, then this episode got over, and whenever somebody would ask something, Prabhupada would again bring that moon landing topic. Somebody asked, very Janki, Prabhupada used to say, when Purushottam is around, Prabhupada used to say, she has gone to the moon. So one day, Prabhupada was supposed to go to the class, evening, and Yamuna Mataji was frying puris for Prabhupada in a ghee. So Prabhupada rang the servant bell and she ran up. And she forgot to switch off the gas on which the ghee was boiling. And then Prabhupada started speaking to her that what topic he is going to speak in the evening and all this. And then Prabhupada asked, when will be prasad be ready? Then she was remembered, oh, I forgot the ghee on the... Then she started smelling the ghee, burning ghee. She said, sorry, excuse me Prabhupada, I will just go and it will be ready on time. So when she enters the kitchen, she finds that the kitchen is completely covered with smoke. She can't see anything. So she started shouting, Purushottam, 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 come please. So Purushottam comes. And both of them somehow or other enters the kitchen, try to extinguish that, and the major fire tragedy was avoided. But in the process, both of them were covered with a black suit. Purushottam's sweater, which the Lilamrut mentioned, he didn't wash it for many days. It was completely covered with a black suit. Yamuna was covered with a black suit. And suddenly Prabhupada rings the bell, servant bell. Both of them rushed to upstairs to meet Prabhupada. And both are covered with the black. When Prabhupada saw them in a black, completely covered with a black suit, he starts laughing. Suddenly Janki comes. And he looks at both of them and in surprise, what happened to you? So Prabhupada just calmly says, they both have come from the moon. So they got so hurt, Purushottam especially, that later on he just left the association of the devotees. So the point I am here trying to derive is that the Kanishtha Adhikari get disturbed when second class devotee criticizes the non-devotee. And another characteristic which is mentioned here, they think that devotional service is just a religious aspect of life. And life has many enjoyable and worthwhile non-devotional aspects also. That means the Kanishtha Adhikari makes a distinction between this is my spiritual life and this is my material life. Both life are different. That's why at initial or neophyte Kanishtha level we think of. That this spiritual life, I will be like humble, I will be very obedient, I will be tolerant. And this material life, no. Why should I be? So we make a segregation between the two lives. And in the process, we have two identities. One is spiritual identity as a devotee and very nice, humble person, very good person, good devotee, nice devotee. And as a material life, we have another identity. But it so happens that in between, sometimes we try to mix the both of them, spiritual life and material life. It's a true story. I think some speaker narrated it. That devotee, one devotee student was in a base, staying in a base. And as a devotee, we have this schedule of morning, getting up early in the morning and chanting our rounds. So when we get up early in the morning, eventually in the daytime we little bit become tired and we require little rest, or we fell asleep wherever we are. So this devotee student was staying in a base, so was getting up like this. And then we went to the college. In college, he sat in a front row. And because after chanting 16 rounds and having nice heavy prasad, and lecture is going on, when lecture is little boring, so automatically you get dozed off. So he kind of dozed off. Sitting in a front row, and he is dozing off like this, gradually, going down, down, and suddenly teacher noticed it. And teacher said, "Hey, wake up!" So as soon as he was woken up, immediately, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare." He started chanting, because that was like a habit. While chanting, when somebody wakes up, immediately, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna." So when we do this, when we make a distinction, this is my spiritual life and this is my material life, sometimes we keep on mixing the material life and spiritual life between these two. So that's why here Madhvacharya says that when this devotee, Kanishtha Adhikari, he thinks that this is my religious life, and apart from this religious life is another enjoyable non-devotional aspect of my life, and he tried to enjoy that, Madhvacharya calls him is a Bhakta Adhama. Bhakta Adhama is the lowest of devotees, because he chants, he takes up devotional life also to improve the material life. I am chanting Hare Krishna so that I will fulfill my material desires. That's what in 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna mentions 4 kind of people comes to me. So Artha and Artharthi, in one of the explanations it is given that Artha and Artharthi, those people who comes with a distress and some material desires towards the Lord, take up devotional service, they also come into the category of Kanishtha Adhikari. Because their taking up devotional service is completely based on what I will get in return. So because of this kind of understanding and this mentality of the Kanishtha Adhikari, what happens? The result is that he can't understand that Uttam or Madhyam Adhikari is little more advanced than me. He thinks that they are like me only. What is the difference? They are also chanting Hare Krishna, I am also chanting Hare Krishna. They are also reading Bhagavatam, I am also reading Bhagavatam. So he can't understand the difference between them and the advanced devotee because of his vision. And the result of this is he starts committing offenses towards this devotee by judging their actions. It's a common disease actually. We judge other people's action and judge our intention. Actually, it should be other way around. We should be judging others' intention and our action. So, at the neophyte stage, the person, the Kanishtha Adhikari, he misjudged the Uttam and Madhyam Adhikari, thinking them, they are like me only. Another folly of this mentality of Kanishtha Adhikari, that he criticizes the advanced devotees also. He doesn't think that there is something wrong in criticizing advanced devotees. We have classic example in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. When the Indra Puja was stopped, and if you read the conversation or the sentences uttered by Indra towards Vrajavasi, he criticizes the Vrajavasi, even though they are very advanced. He criticizes their action, he criticizes their mentality, he criticizes their foolish faith in this talkative child. That's how he criticizes the Vrajavasi. So the Kanishtha Adhikari, because he had a material desire, and he thinks that these people also have material desires, and he started criticizing them. And the third result of this kind of mentality is that he neglects advanced devotee as well as their advice. Because he thinks that I don't require anyone's advice. I know what is what. So because of that, he loses the opportunity to make an advancement. So as a sadhaka, I don't want to judge who is at what level, but if you think that this kind of mentality of Kanishtha Adhikari mentality is creeping in our mind, then we have to try to consciously take out this mentality and advance on the higher level. So what is the solution to progress from that level to upper? Just like here it is mentioned that the Kanishtha Adhikari only worship the deity. That doesn't mean the deity worship is only meant for the Kanishtha Adhikari. When we follow the both path, Pancharatriki Vidhi and Bhagavat Vidhi, then we can make a proper advancement. Because Bhagavat Vidhi is, Pancharatriki Vidhi is worshipping the deity of the Lord, but the Bhagavat Vidhi, as Radha Gopinath Prabhu many times mentioned this, Bhagavat Vidhi teaches us why we do what we do. That's very important. Until unless we have this clear conception of why we do what we do, it's very easy to have our own understanding of the things which we are doing. So Bhagavat, either person Bhagavat or book Bhagavat, it acts like a mirror. What is the function of the mirror? Mirror gives your image. So Bhagavat tells us what is the highest standard which is expected and where we are actually now. That's what Bhagavat clear cut brings. When I read this Kanishtha Adhikaris, that, or many times, many verses, when we read of Bhagavatam, we understand actually this is what I am. Or we read something about some advanced devotee, then we understand, oh, this is actually what pleases the Lord. So Bhagavat actually shows us that where we are currently, our current location, and where we have to go, or our ideal goal. So that's why these two, with the Pancharatrika and Bhagavat, should be done together. Then we can take to the next step. When if our Kanishtha level, we'll go to the Madhyam level. Second is given the solution to further progress to the next level is that follow the instructions of Guru faithfully. When Guru tells you something, if you follow the instructions faithfully with our heart, life and soul, then we can progress to the next level. And third is, follow the rules, regulation of deity worship, and gradually, along with deity worship, just like Kirtinaya Prabhu told me before coming to the class, that in Mayapur Academy, when they give the training about deity worship, they first quote this verse, that how deity worship is not just only limited to the deity, it's also extended to the devotees. So when we follow the rules regulation of deity worship properly and simultaneously extend it to the devotees also, we can progress to the next level. Just to end with a small story, because many times when I read this, sometimes I have a false understanding of my level. When I read another pastime in Chaitanya Charitamrut, I was like taken back. There's another angle of seeing what is Kanishtha Adhikari. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Vrindavan, he went to Jharkhand and then Prayag and Varanasi and Vrindavan. He stayed there for some time and came back. So in Varanasi, he stayed at the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya and had a prasad at the house of Tapan Mishra. Both of them are very close devotees of Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya personally had sent Tapan Mishra to Varanasi. So in Varanasi, there was a Maharashtrian Brahman. This Maharashtrian Brahman went to Prakashananda Saraswati, who is a big sannyasi in Varanasi, had 60,000 sannyasi disciples. And when he tells him about Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so Prakashananda Saraswati, says, I have heard him about him, and he is just a sentimental person. And the people who follow him are also sentimental. He just keeps on dancing and there's nothing much about him. And he just keeps on roaming in villages. And he is a kind of magician. He hypnotizes the people. And that's why people accept him as God, as Krishna. I know about him. And in fact, he said, I have heard that great learned Sarvam Bhattacharya, by his association, has become a madman. बोलते ना बिगड़ गया, वो भी बिगड़ गया यार, सारोम भट्टाचार्य कितना अच्छा था, बट बिकॉज ऑफ दिस चैतन्य एसोसिएशन, ही डिडंट अटर द वर्ड कृष्ण, ही अटर्ड चैतन्य ओनली, नॉट कृष्ण, बिकॉज ऑफ हिज एसोसिएशन ही हैज बिकम ऑल्सो मैडमैन. सो दिस महाराष्ट्रियन ब्राह्मण वॉज वेरी हर्ट वेन ही हर्ड इट, ही जस्ट चैंटेड कृष्ण कृष्ण एंड कम्स आउट. सो इन लेटर ऑन
people in this sannyasi in Varanasi started speaking about Lord Chaitanya everywhere. So everywhere they are talking about how he is sentimental, how he is lower sannyasi, and how he is not actually following sannyas dharma, and started criticizing it. And there, even Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar Acharya, they also heard it. They also were sad hearing this criticism of Lord Chaitanya. And both of them approaches Lord Chaitanya, please do something about it. And there in the Purport, Prabhupada writes, he says that Chandrasekhar Acharya and Tapan Mishra were hearing the blasphemy about the Lord Chaitanya in Varanasi. They could not do anything. And their Prabhupada writes, Kanishta Adhikari cannot tolerate the blasphemy of the Lord, but he is not competent to stop it by Shastric evidences. That's another definition of Kanishta Adhikari. So, maybe Prabhupada is trying to give the definition through them, but it's like, appears like that Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar Acharya were not competent enough to refute the blasphemy by Shastric evidences. So that means, if we want to progress further, it's very important that we take the shelter and study the scripture nicely. Siddhanta Bali Chitta Nakari Alas. Then we can progress to the further level. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.